This is going to be a short restorative sequence, around about 30 minutes. You can see with the PDF the props that you will need for each of the asanas. So it's probably good to have them handy so you don't have to worry about, you know, fixing them up while you're doing the sequence. And remember, you can always pause the audio at any time if you wish to stay. And prepare for Supta Konasana. Make sure the support you have doesn't jam too much onto your lumbar, so give the lumbar area enough space and length. And then allow yourself to, if you need to support the outer thighs. You don't want to be straining or being uncomfortable and worrying about tension. So place yourself along the bolster, arrange your back body well. Still with the connection of the back of the chest being supported, really engage your arms initially, so you get that feeling of pinning the scapula against your back chest, so the front chest just opens quietly. Have adequate support underneath your head, so your head isn't tilting back. Otherwise, you'll find you'll get tension in the throat, and you don't need that. See that the tailbone on the back pelvis is holding and lengthening through the back waist, and that will allow the abdomen and the organs of the abdomen to remain passive and release and sink inside. Just allow yourself to settle. And see that as you inhale and exhale, that you're breathing in and out of your nose. And sometimes it's a challenge that you may have to change this pattern of how you breathe. But through your asana practice, we can change these patterns, and that's part of the process of our yoga. If you tend to breathe in through the mouth, it'll bring a lot of tension to the throat, and so tension to the lungs and the nervous system. And just spend a little time now beginning to allow yourself to observe your inhalation and your exhalation. And it may take a little time to begin to get that quietness. Because our mental body is very fickle. It tends to be distracted easily. It darts around, it flickers and it wanders. And it's constantly restless, drawn outwards. So consequently, it becomes very tired and overwhelmed sometimes, and probably a lot of the time in these times that we're dealing with, it needs to rest. So we need to bring that mental body into a quietness, and we can use the breath to do this, and that will bring the mind into a quietened state, to allow the nerve and body to release and come to its quietness. And just inhaling and exhaling. Just feeling gradually you can connect, observe the breath. The breath will bring the mind to quietness. The mind can't bring the breath to quietness. The breath brings the mind to quietness. So you need patience and focus. Just inhaling, pause, exhaling. Understand the effect of each movement of the inhalation and the exhalation now. You're quiet. You're beginning to become more quiet. You're not moving. The outer framework is supported. It becomes quiet. Except the organic body moves with the breath. Feel the effect. Just study yourself. Just inhaling, pause, exhaling now. And so your Supta Baddha Konasana will allow the lower abdomen to quieten and release, have a lot of space there. And that space in the lower abdomen will allow your breath to feel space and quietness. Just inhaling, pause, exhaling now. Throat quiet. Or releasing. Now take a few cycles of deeper inhalation and exhalation now. Just allow the feeling of the chest broadening and expanding from the inner chest. So there's no effort involved. The inner body is spreading. And then slow, quiet, soft exhalation. And then do two more cycles like that. Feel those deeper cycles give you sense of quietness, lightness, expansion. And then when you've completed, just come back to regular rhythmic inhalation and exhalation. And then quietly release, come up, and prepare to go to Adho Mukha Virasana with the front body supported by enough bolster that the lower abdomen is also supported as well as the chest. And then settle yourself again. The prop now along your anterior body. Make sure you maintain length, particularly the space between maybe the waist and the base of the sternum, so you don't let the top chest come down towards the leg side. Make sure you're keeping that space underneath the area of the breast, so your diaphragm can stay broad. So with the front body supported now, don't force the breath. Just feel that gradually you can spread it. You might get a more feeling of being able to feel the back body more, the back lungs, the back ribs, and how the back responds to the breath. As you inhale and exhale, just get that feeling of being able to spread the breath horizontally out to the side. So you might engage the lateral ribs. Just inhaling, pause, exhaling. Get that feeling that you can get the back lungs. Feel the back lungs being aerated and opened. Because you've changed the shape of the asana, sometimes you have to find the quietness again. And you may be very conscious of very conscious actions. And so there might be some ripples in the breath that are reflective of what's going on the physical body. So we need to find the breath, settle the breath again. And so with that, the senses quieten a little more. You find that quietening of the senses, pratyahara, quietening of the senses. And it may take time. The eyes might flicker a little more and then settle. The ears might go outwards, but then comes back and settles. Just slow, quiet, soft inhalation and exhalation now. So maybe you might become a little bit more now aware of what's happening on the inside. And as those organs of perception have become more and more passive, the eyes, the ears, the skin, soft, quiet. We could perhaps find a stillness. Stillness, a quietness, the outer shell, the outer framework, that anamaya kosha body is quietened. But although outwardly passive, there comes a clarity, an alertness, a sharpness, of the breath, the fundamentals, the inhalation and the exhalation, and that pause in between as fundamentals of the breath. So we can gradually observe those subtle actions and see what effect it actually has on our mind, our quietness. That brain, that mental body is sitting across, sitting away to the side. It's not being involved. The mind has found the breath. Inhaling, pause, and exhaling. So observe those subtle actions. As we find, we gradually bring a quietness to the breath. Witness it now. Just inhaling, pause, exhaling. We've been very still and quiet for a while, but we're going to come up and do Adho Svanasana. So lift the hips, release your head, and you'll notice probably nearly immediately your breath changes. And as you did change the shape when you went from Supta Baddha Konasana to Adho Mukha Virasana, it'll change here with your Adho Mukha Svanasana. You'll feel the legs, you'll feel your outer framework more. You'll feel that Anamaya Kosha body. But even if it's for a very short, quiet time, can you find the quietness? And is the breath begin to settle? And now quietly walk forward into Uttanasana. We'll just do a few asanas with the head releasing down to get a bit of blood into the head and the throat. We're not doing shisasana. But you'll feel the legs. And so they'll help to maintain the stability around the hips and the pelvis. Back of the head releases. And of course, if you need to support yourself in any way, do. This is not about improving the leg extension for Uttanasana. It's about finding out about how the shape of your Uttanasana can find your breath. Just inhaling, pause, exhaling. Are you able to quieten? Or is the mind flickering and wandering? Just perhaps do a few cycles of deeper inhalation and exhalation. And now prepare for Prasarita Paduttanasana. And if you can rest your head on the floor, support your head on the floor, do. But again, we're looking to find the breath in Prasarita Paduttanasana, a quietness. So rest your forehead on a chair. Rest your forehead on a table. So at least you can keep the space and the length through the organic body. You don't want to squash your diaphragm. You don't want to squash your lower abdomen or your pelvis. You don't want to end up gripping there. You want to find space. Space, spreading, opening, quietening. And observe your breath now. Just coming back to the breath each time. And sometimes the breath may shorten or quicken. And you may have just slightly moved without realizing it, but it reflects, the breath reflects that. But if it does move, if you do move and the breath changes, just observe and see if it could remain quiet and smooth so it doesn't get a sharpness about it. And then you'll find the rhythm will change, the rhythm and the quietness will return. Just inhaling. Quietening, exhaling. So you're quietening and releasing and soothing and supporting the nervine body, the nervous system. Nothing hardening. Forehead spreading and releasing. And even though you're quiet and still, still pay attention to what you are doing so that every part of the body can be penetrated with the breath. Penetrated with the breath, the mind. The breath needs to be engaged. So the mind is engaged from moment to moment. So it might even feel like the quietness of a Shavasana state. Quiet, quiet inhalation and exhalation now. You're quiet, not moving. The outer framework is quiet, still. The organic body moves with the breath. Be patient. Quietly release. We're calling this a chest opener. If you have a chair, you can go over the chair for Viparita Dandasana. However, if you don't have a chair, just roll a blanket or roll a towel or something up and place it across your upper chest so you can feel that space across the base of right at the bottom of the sternum plate, but at least 3 fingers. That has to stay open. It's the space underneath the breast stays open. And the back body, the back ribs will stay very firm. And remember, don't let your head hang in a way. If your shoulders come to the floor, well and good. But if they don't let your head hang in a way that you tighten your throat. So if you need to support, a little bit of support underneath your head and your neck. So you remain quiet. That quiet passiveness in the throat area is really, really important to maintain not only the quietness in the breath, but the quietness in the mind and allow the mental body to just stay quiet away. If your throat gets tight, then you'll begin to mentally begin to engage. Let the arms spread out to the side. Just inhaling, pause, exhaling. Feel the spreading of the chest. The throat quiet. You'll find your eyes will have quietened, softened by now. And maybe finding that they can just observe that gentle rise of the inhalation and the exhalation, that the chest rises and falls. And with the chest open and spreading, you'll find that lower abdomen will slightly release and quieten, subside. and the organs inside the pelvis will be quiet. There shouldn't be any puffing at all. Those diaphragms of the body, the pelvic diaphragm, the thoracic diaphragm, the oral diaphragm in the throat, all interacting, all quietening. If one disturbs, the other will disturb, and that will disturb your breath. See, the space in between your eyebrows stays broad, so you're not gripping there. As soon as you grip there, your mental body will grip, so quieten there. Slow, quiet, soft inhalation and exhalation. And the organs of perception are even quietening more and more as with each asana you change the shape. Eyes become passive, skin. Inhaling, pause. If you feel as if you're beginning to struggle a little, just deepen the exhalation breath. Inhale and deepen the exhalation. So if any disturbance comes, if any irritation comes, if any mental irritation just jumps in, just deepen the exhalation. Deepen the exhalation. Inhale, deepen the exhalation. So the lungs become, even though the chest is expanding and the diaphragm is broadening, the lungs are given space. And we need this precious breath in the lungs to keep the lungs mobile, flexible. So as we inhale, there's no obstruction. The lungs open to receive the breath. And then quietly begin to release and roll over to the right hand side. And prepare for Setubandh Shavasana. So your Setubandh Shavasana will maintain that support of your upper chest. The back body is supported. The shoulders are releasing down. Scapula's pinned in. And see again that throat remains absolutely passive. Tongue releasing and quiet. And so once you've found that outer shape, observe the inner body, the inner spaces. How's the chest? How's the diaphragm? How's the abdomen? Just back body again supporting the inner chest. Let it become quiet. It's like you're living in the cavity of the chest. Explore it. How does that normal breath feel? Is it moving? Is it moving more freely? Or have you found there's a few little dark holes that might have appeared? There is light out of you. You come out of a dark hole. I used to think those dark spaces in space, there was no coming out. But they found, yes, you do come out of the dark holes, the black holes. Perhaps deep in the inhalation and exhalation. Come out of those dark holes, come out of those dark spaces and find the space. And if the fluctuations come and go, be aware of that. But as you become more and more aware of understanding what comes and goes, you become more intimate with the breath. So you can use that breath. Just inhaling, pause, exhaling. So the breath becomes very steady and smooth. It has a simplicity to it, and the mind becomes more still. And this stillness, this state of silence, quietness, observe it. Throat quiet, long, soft, open. The moment your throat shortens and grips, or the head tilts at all, the mind will begin to wander. So inhaling, pause, exhaling now. And as you observe, the eyes quietly looking towards the center chest. Perhaps a few cycles of deeper inhalation and deeper exhalation, but deeper breathing in a way that it doesn't disturb. If you do too deep a breath, you'll find your nervine body will begin to surface. But feel the space with a deeper inhalation and exhalation. And with a deeper inhalation and exhalation, how the fullness in the chest is, but how it affects the lower abdomen, the pelvic area. So you know those spaces are interconnected, are interrelated. Your throat band quiet. And one more deeper cycle, and then cut back. Just a very quiet, rhythmic, normal, regular, tidal breath. Now, when you've released from your Setubandh Shavasana, prepare for Shavasana and prepare with whatever support you feel you need today. That's important for you to do. Whether it be a one or two blankets, a bolster or whatever. But make sure you place your body well. Your Shavasana begins with placing the body accurately. And so once the spine is placed on the support, just see that the organs of action, the arms of the legs, are being evenly placed to the right and to the left. So you're not tilting. Adjust the head from the front. because the back of our head is mostly uneven, and mostly its center is out of alignment. So always adjust the head from the face, the chin perpendicular. And the bridge of the nose, more as close to parallel to the floor as you can. Observe yourself. Right palm, left palm. Rib cage from the center of the side spreading. It's like you want your eyes to melt. Release your eyes. And release, descend from the brain to the feet. Passive, yes. Brain, body gradually become lighter and lighter. It's like as if the body's becoming empty, as if there's nothing there. And so as we become quieter and stiller, through your practice, we've managed that control of the senses, pratyahara, distilling their outward movement towards the objects of desire. Shavasana is seen as the descent of the body and the mind within itself towards the source of energy within oneself. And remember, you're not rigid. It's not a rigid state of stillness. It's a silent state of stillness. It's a surrender, a releasing, a quietness. Just inhaling, pause, exhaling. And particularly the tongue, the root of the tongue, relaxed, released. And so in your Shavasana, that energy flows. It flows in a circular motion over the back of the head, down the nose, towards the toes, and back towards the crown of the head. And in this way, the flow of energy is kept within the body. And the dissipation of energy and exhaustion and a consequent exhaustion avoided. This allows a recuperation, a refreshment of the body. Eyes descending quietly towards the breastbone. It's called the Manas Chakra, the center of the emotions. And this is where the flow of energy is directed. Eyeballs quiet, just releasing, softening inside the sockets. The eyes drawn towards that center of emotions, the Manas Chakra. The eye of awareness of the soul is found in that Manas Chakra. Let the eyes quietly go there. The eardrums relaxed, quiet. Inhaling, exhaling now. Slow, deep, quiet inhalation. Slow, deep, quiet exhalation. And you are mindful now. The breath is quiet. The mind's found the breath. Chest is lifted. Feel the inner chest lifting with the inhalation and just quietly receding with the exhalation. And we begin to observe that pause between the inhalation before it goes to the exhalation and the exhalation before it begins to the inhalation. Be aware of that pause. It's like the breath is slightly suspended and it might only last a split second, but there's no time here. Found that quietness of your present state, no past, no future, just the present. And that pause, divine pause, space. And that shift between the inhalation and exhalation doesn't take place without these pauses, it's there. Skin quietens, tongue releases absolutely, throat is absolutely quiet and passive. There's softness in the skin fibers, softness in the muscle fibers, softness everywhere. And feel, experience the quietness that the withdrawal of these senses brings. Throat quiet, brain quiet. The throat is hard, the brain is hard. Relax your throat. Uddana Vayu. So we've moved the energy of the body. Remove the winds within the body, the energy, and it's quiet now. Gita says, let the breath percolate. Let it percolate. She says, prana is not just the breath, but the energy. The breathing is the process by which you apply that energy and to find out how that energy percolates, how divine that energy is, how much purification of that energy is possible. The breath connects our inner world with the outer. It brings our very core of our being in contact with the universe outside. The inhalation and the exhalation, it's a giving and receiving of the gift. Inhaling, exhaling, moving like the rhythm of the sea. Something always there. Feel it, notice it, spend time with it. Become intimate. Keep your ears on the sound of the in-breath and the out-breath. The sound slightly evaporating as it finds quietness. Don't silence the sound, hear it, let it fade. Breath sticking to the mind, mind sticking to the breath. And so you are able to face the silence with silence. Remain quiet. Observe normal breath, which is intimate. The intimacy of the breath, says Guruji, understand the intimacy of the breath. The body doesn't want to exhale at all. It holds and allow the breath to go gradually. See the silence of the mind, silence of the ears, silence of the eyes. No tension. Stay quiet, says Guruji. Stay quiet. Do not break the silence of the mind. And with Guruji's words, Namaste, peace be with you all.